I've been calling it altogether worship for a long time now. And the reason I call it altogether worship is because altogether we are the family of God. But the thing is, you see, we're part of a family. So as we come to this passage this morning, I think it's really important that we understand what Jesus is calling us to do as part of his family. Now, if we're going to find this out, we all need to have a Bible or sight of a Bible. And if parents could gather their children with a Bible, that would be really good. Okay? Because what we need to do, really, this is really important because of what I said before about this meeting with the archbishops, about not being conformed to the culture of the world, but being conformed to the culture of Jesus. So we need one another, and we need to embrace our children so that they grow up knowing what the culture of Jesus is. And they can, with the help of God's Holy Spirit, live according to the culture of Jesus and not the culture of the world. Because that's what we're called to be, God's holy people, full of light and life and glory. That was last week's little strapline. And just as last week I promised chocolate but didn't have any, I kept my promise, and there is chocolate today as well, for those who will engage with me. So you need page 740 in the Pew Bible, which is Matthew chapter 10. So what is Jesus saying in these verses? Now don't rush, just read a few words. So look at verse 1. What is Jesus saying, doing? Georgia, you've got your hand up, I can see. What is he? What is it?
Choosing 12 disciples to go.
You're too far ahead. Too far. Only verse 1. Only verse 1, beginning. Only the first two words, even. Only the first two words. So you're in too much of a hurry. We do that all the time, don't we? We read a bit of the Bible and we're in a hurry. Jesus called. Okay, called what?
He called his 12 disciples together.
Right, he called his 12 disciples together. So Jesus called his 12 disciples together. Who here thinks they're a disciple of Jesus? Or they're disciples of Jesus? Okay, so disciples of Jesus. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus is calling his disciples together. That's why we're here this morning, because Jesus is calling us together. Isn't that good? He's present with us, and he's calling us together. Now, who had something for Christmas that was really good? One thing that you'd like to tell me about? Yes.
What?
A new Millennium Lego Falcon. I don't know whether that's worth chocolate, but what did you girls get? What?
Heelys.
What's that?
Shoes.
Oh, Heelys. Shoes. Heelys. Great. There we go. Heelys. Anybody else get anything good? No. I'm coming over here to see if any of the adults had anything for Christmas. Lorna, did you get anything for Christmas?
Yes.
Anything you can repeat here? Yes.
I had a radio.
You had a radio. Was it a digital radio? It was. There we go. Lovely. A digital radio. Now, when Jesus called his disciples together, he gave them something. What did he give them? It's in the book. So, who George.
Authority.
And I have one of these too, do I?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can eat it now if you like. Now, so Jesus called them together and he gave them authority. Jesus is calling us together and he's giving us, however young or old we are, authority. Okay? When we have a family and we decide to follow Jesus together, all the family members are included. When the children grow up, they can do their own thing. But we pray that as we bring them up in this family, They will know the authority of Jesus and will keep following him. Okay, so in our families, as we determine to follow Jesus, we have his authority. Now, how many of Jesus' disciples did he call together? How many did his disciples call together? Tom? 12. Okay. It's all right. These are unconditional sweets. Okay, how many were left out? Who said that first? Danielle? None. What is that in French? What is that in French?
Aucun.
Okay, none. So none were left out. So, okay, disciples of Jesus, how many of you are left out? None. So Jesus calls together his disciples. He calls all of them. None of them are left out. And he gives them authority. So if Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, what's he saying to us? The same thing. Come together. I give you authority. Go out. When the disciples went out, was that it? Or you know, did he just send the 12 out and was that it? No, they came back, didn't they? They came back and they reported him and they told him the things that happened. And so as we go out, so he calls us together. And would somebody like to look up page 926, Hebrews 10:25? The first person who finds that, if they could stand up and come to the front and read it to us. Hebrews 10:25, page 926. Great, come. I should know your name, but I've... Tell me. Caris. Okay, Caris, if you'd like to read it to us. Verse 25. There it is.
And let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near.
Thank you, Caris. That was read really well. So, they still had problems with these disciples of Jesus. So, the person who wrote the letter to the Hebrews had to write them a letter and say, look, guys, some people seem to be having problems here, but don't neglect to meet together. Okay? Which is why we come every week. And we don't want to neglect meeting together. It's like we get team talk. You know, at half time when there's a football match and you get oranges. You know, and the whole team get together and talk tactics. You know. It's a bit like that. But on a Sunday, when we're called together to encourage one another. It's like team talk. You have a question, Lulu. Your brothers go to football. Good. So they will know every time they go on a Saturday, every time they have team talk, they'll be reminded that as the family of God, we're to have a team talk to encourage one another because of what Jesus is asking us to do. Now, what do you think God is telling us to do in Hebrews 25? Well, is encouraging us to meet together. Why should we meet together? Because what are we supposed to do? Yeah, we're supposed to encourage one another. For what purpose? To exercise the authority that he has given us to bring the kingdom of God, to declare the kingdom of God is near you, to touch people. Okay. Now, what are Jesus' do's and don'ts here? Can anybody read me some do's and don'ts? He starts off with don't. There's a clue. He says don't. He says don't go to the Gentiles and the Samaritans. Yeah, don't go to the Gentiles and Samaritans. Don't take money. Yeah, don't take any money. Don't carry a bag. Or a change of clothes, or a any or a walking stick. You know, see, some of you old ones don't do those things. Now, why is he saying don't? I mean, what should we understand by that today? When she's saying, don't do that, don't do that, don't go there. Open your hands and have a look at them. What have you got in them? Nothing. So, just air, yeah. But nothing, other than air, nothing in your hands at all. So, this is good news, isn't it? Because Jesus is saying, go with nothing. You haven't got anything? That's okay. Go with nothing, because you're not going in your own strength. Doesn't matter how much money you've got in your wallet, it's no good. I don't ask you to take any money in your wallet. Just go as you are. So we don't have to be qualified only to have nothing in our hands. Nothing at all. And we can go with Jesus' authority. Now, he said to the disciples, don't go to the Gentiles or the Samaritans, but he said, you've got to go to the the lost sheep of Israel. That was the 12. What did he say? Eventually we'll get up to 28 in Matthew. I don't know when. It's probably when we're organising my retirement party. but what did he say in Matthew 28? Right at the end. Anybody know that? Can find it? He said to them, Go to the whole world. Go to all the nations. Now, where are you at the moment? Yeah, you're in one of those other nations, aren't you? So, you haven't actually got to go very far because you're here. Okay. So, Jesus has given you authority to exercise here in one of those other far-flung nations of the world. I said this with a bit of tongue-in-cheek with Alison Craven here in the morning and said, Jesus doesn't call missionaries. He calls disciples. He calls disciples. And then, we're running out of time, aren't we? He says, go. First of all, go. So at the end of the service, you can all leave, just mince out and go. But Jesus says, I'm sending you. So we can either just go, or we can be sent. There's a subtle difference, isn't there? Being sent out. Jesus is sending us out to... the first thing he sends us out to do is what? To... Thank you, I heard it over here. Announce that the kingdom of God is near. And then how do people know that the kingdom of God is near? What happens next? Tim? You can look over if you like and see. But oh, well, you know this anyway. You're a theologian. Oh, okay. He says, heal the sick, raise the dead, cure those with leprosy, cast out demons. Sorry, Jan. Have you caught up? Nearly. Okay. So, how many of us can do that? None of us. Because we've got empty hands, haven't we? Now, where are Jesus' hands? Jesus has your hands. Okay. So Jesus wants you to take your hands and to touch people and say, the kingdom of heaven is near. Now, Brian was here at 9 o'clock. 13 years ago, Brian had bowel cancer. And so some of the guys and I went and we laid hands on him and we prayed for him. That was 13 years ago. Brian's had his ups and downs over those 13 years, but generally he's well. Okay, God intervened. And so last week, when John was not well, I got some of the guys, including Brian, we went and laid hands on John and asked for God to touch him, to heal him, to help him receive the love of Jesus. So that's the scary bit, but the thing is, we don't have anything. All we need is courage. And that's why we meet together, to encourage one another to be those who will be Jesus where everyone else is, and say the kingdom of God is near. So the kingdom of God, and it doesn't matter how young or old we are, so children can reach out and put your hands on mummy or daddy and say, receive the love of Jesus. And then wait for Jesus to do what only he can do, to demonstrate the kingdom of God. So who needs encouragement to do that? We all do, don't we? But we just need a little tiny seed of faith to begin to step out and bring Jesus and his kingdom into the lives of others. That's our big challenge in the new year, is will we be sent out by Jesus? Or will we just gather together, sing a few hymns, have a cup of coffee, talk about the football score, and then go for lunch? Or will we encourage one another to live a life of faith, to be sent out, and to reach out and bring the touch of Jesus' kingdom into the lives of other people so that they may know him too? I think we'll stop there.